dictation for Robert Hamm. R-O-B-E-R-T, like Tom. Last name is Hamm, H-A-M-M. Date of birth, 5-18-1983. Date of accident, 2-6-2022. And date of service, 3-11-2022. Which you're presenting in left, Mr. Robert Hamm has a chief complaint of pain in the right thumb, right hand, and sharp pain in the lower back as a chief complaint. The cause of the complaint is an accident that occurred on February 6, 2022. The history of automobile accident. The patient was traveling as a restaurant driver at around 5:11 p.m. and he was alone in his car in a Ram pickup truck. He was hit by an identical pickup truck. His speed, the car was at 50 miles an hour. He was wearing all the seat belts, the airbag deployed, and there was a loss of consciousness. The accident occurred at 8 Mile and Northwestern Highway. He was traveling on the south side of Northwestern Highway, and he took a service drive towards the 8 Mile Road, and he was trying to make a left turn when another car ran a red light, and he did a T-bone on the passenger side of the other car. The impact of the car caused totaling of both the cars beyond repair. However, no one died in this accident. Front of the car. In his car, the damage caused front of the car to be completely damaged. Windshield was cracked, and steering was not broken, and no other damage inside the car. The impact of the car caused the patient that his hand was on the steering wheel, and he was driving with the right hand, and the airbag opened up and it impacted his right hand very badly. He started having pain in the right hand after he jerked forward and went back. He's not sure of the head injury or neck injury, but it appears that he had some no neck trauma. The seatbelt was not broken. He started having headache. First headache started. Okay, history of presenting illness, headache, but that started on the first time 2 days later, but now it is almost gone. Currently, the patient reports a pain in the right thumb and inability to move the thumb, especially to the opponent's function. In addition, patient suffers from severe pain in the lower back. Both the pains are 9 on a scale of 1 to 10, present several times a day as throbbing, sharp, and severity scale is from 3 to 8. The areas that are affected are 8 on a scale of 1 to 10. The pain, modified factor for the pain is worsened by standing and improved by sitting. History of x-rays and investigation. Patient reports that he has had x-rays at the hospital on the February 6, 2022. He was complaints of the patient complains of numbness, tingling, pains in the middle of the right thumb. And he has issues with the sleep, but denies any issues with the mood, depression, anxiety, PTSD, suicidal thoughts, homicidal thoughts. The patient reports that he has a difficulty walking, more than 2 blocks, without pain. He can sit okay, stay okay, sleeping 5-6 hours. He's nervous. Mild anxiety and panic is reported, but not severe, and he has no weakness, lightheadedness. There is no radiation of the pain from lower back to the legs, and there is no incontinence of the bowel or urine, no subtle anesthesia. Regarding the areas that are affected are reported as writing, 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. Ability to lift the dinner plates is 9. Standing, running, 7. Opening container, 6. Rest of the areas are not affected. History of the fast treatment. Patient reports that on the day of accident, he was taken to the ER of Providence Extension Hospital 2022, where he remained for 2 hours. X-ray of the hand was negative for any fracture. He has not seen any doctor, therapist since then, or chiropractor. He used some tensin at home, from home. System review is all completely negative. Past surgical history negative. Allergies none. And family history, mother is alive, but diabetic type 1. Father is deceased. He was gunshot. And siblings are alive. One younger sister has an asthma. And he has two brothers, two sisters, and older sister he doesn't know. They're all okay, according to him. Relationship status, patient single, lives with his grandmother. Employment status, patient employed part-time. He works as a temp services at Physen Krupp, PhysenKrupp, as a quality control supervisor, and he has a duty job. Disability, he has never filed a disability in his life. Legal history, he has written J.C. Auto Law for his legal representation. Personal history, patient does not drink, he does smoke. He uses marijuana twice a week for recreational and no other drugs. His work is work, sleep, enjoyment of life, ability to concentrate, and relationship with other people are affected, 7 on a scale of 1 to 10. No other significant history is available. The physical examination, the blood pressure is 161 over 105, pulse is 62, respiratory is 18, and temperature is 97.1, height 6 feet 6 inches, weight 270. Pulse ox is 99. This is a 38-year-old African-American male of a good built, nutrition, alert, oriented, cooperative, and cautious. Sitting comfortably and is does not appear to be in acute distress, shortness of breath, or faint faces, and does not appear severely anxious, lethargic. The patient exhibits a good attitude and demeanor, and dress and hygiene is normal. He is able to walk well and is mobile independent without using any devices. The rest of the physical examination from the template, including neurological examination, which is normal, musculature examination is normal, gait is normal, musculoskeletal examination, the inspection and palpation is normal, please use the template. Spine tenderness, minimal spine tenderness is located at 3-4-5. Paravertebral muscle spasm is from L1 to L5. With 2 plus hypertonicity, mild tenderness of both the sacroiliac joint. Range of motion of the cervical spine is normal at forward flexion 50, extension 60, bilateral side flexion 45, bilateral rotation is 80. Thoracic spine range of motion, lumbar spine range of motion is forward flexion 60, extension 60, bilateral side flexion is 30, bilateral rotation is 35. Manoeuvres to identify reproduce the pain in cervical spine, Hoffman sign is negative, Sperling sign is negative, Lerner test is negative, distraction test negative, Soto Hall test is negative. In thoracic spine, Roos test is negative, and Cullum test is negative. Lumbar spine, Budzinski Kernick test is negative. Straight leg raising test is positive at 40 degrees bilaterally. Contralateral leg raise test is positive. Breger test negative. Temp test negative. Belinsky sign is negative. Bilateral sacroiliac joints are mildly tender with Traber test and Gonsalon test being positive bilaterally. And distraction test, iliac compression test, and ascending flexion test are negative. The examination of the extremities, except for the right thumb and right hand, the rest of the extremities are found to be warm to touch, well perfused, with no tenderness. no pedal edema, contusion, laceration muscle spasm, varicose veins. All the extremities exhibit normal range of motion except for the right thumb. Good test is making, no lateral discrepancy is noticed. Gait is normal. The patient is not using a cane or adaptive device. The examination of the right hand reveals that there is a tenderness on the posterior part of the thumb, and especially the opponent's tendon. And there is a difficulty in range of motions of touching the thumb to the index finger and middle finger. No obvious fracture is noticed, but there is a general like tenderness. No major swelling, laceration, contusion is noticed. Most likely the patient has a tendinitis. The diagnosis, general, 892XT. Muscles M60.9, M62.83, ligaments M54.0. Pain in the right wrist M25.531, F63.501, M79.641. Spine, cervical spine, no, none, lumbar spine, M54.5, M51.27, and F33.5 XSA. Sacroiliac spine, M46.1. F33.5 XSA. M53.3. Plan of care is from the template. Treatment plan for Robert Ham is as follows. First is the physical therapy, which is ordered. And please use the template to get the details of it. Medications. The physical therapy for lower back and the right thumb. Number two, non-narcotic pharmaceutical medications. Patient is provided with the naproxen 500 twice a day for anti-inflammatory effect, a level 50 milligram at night at 30 tablets. Flexeral, 10, 3 times a day for local muscle relaxation in the lower back. Lidocaine gel 3%, 100 gram daily for topical pain. Narcotic pain medication, 150 milligrams to 12, 6 hour PR, 20 tablets, for lasting for 15 days, to be taken one at night, is provided. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Referral to psychiatry, yes. Fitness club, yes. MRI, other review of available MRI, other imaging records, none are available. Interventional pain procedures, none are warranted. Surgical options, none. Neuropsych, none. Attended care case worker, none. Past medical records, none are available. They have been ordered released from the Providence Hospital. Investigations. CT scan of the right hand and the wrist is ordered to identify any scaphoid fracture or any other issue. MRI of the lumbar spine is ordered to identify a herniated disc, DMEs. The patient is provided with the following DMEs, which are ACE bandage from the hospital, wrist brace was provided, back brace is provided, and a tense unit is provided to help with the patient in healing. Education is yes. Weight loss program, none warranted. Disability, yes. Patient is disabled from work. Follow visit in 10 days. And patient is referred to Dr. Sam Hockey, who is orthopedic surgeon, for consultation regarding right thumb particularly. Thank you. Patient will be seen in 10 days' time.